Hi everyone, and welcome to The Why in Your 20s.
This is Bib.
And Nat here. We are two counselors in our 20s navigating our adulthood away from our home country.
This is where we explore questions that might come across in our 20s, including relationships, identities, and all kinds of uncertainties.
Some topics will be fun, others can be a bit scary and uncomfortable, but sit with it, because that's when we learn and grow.
But just a friendly reminder, the information presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only. If you're struggling, please seek professional help.
We might not have everything figured out, but together, we can make this journey less lonely and scary.
So welcome on board,
and let the journey begin! Welcome everyone to another episode of The Why in Your 20s.
Yes.
I hope everyone have a good week.
Two good weeks.
I'm having a good week at least. What about you?
Great. Yeah. It was awesome.
That doesn't sound genuine to me at all.
Like, yeah, it was okay. Not too bad. I didn't do much again.
No, but you did go out on the weekend.
Did I? How do you know?
The holly.
Oh, yeah.
And we meet as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a great weekend.
I don't know what to say. I literally just met you.
It's in the past.
So we don't dwell on the past.
Yeah, okay. We live in the present.
Well, I hope you will have a good week. And coming. I actually went to a hike on my own.
Oh, right, yeah.
This weekend, I think that's really nice. Originally planned to go with someone, but then it cancelled. So I thought, well, I'll just go. And it's actually really fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't go hiking myself. But I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. But I think it's like just trying, because I thought I wouldn't enjoy it either.
Hiking by yourself or just hiking in general?
Hiking by myself.
You don't seem like the person who likes hiking anyway.
I do enjoy it. But I'm not very comfortable with it because I'm not good at with rocks. But I like the view. So if I can be good at it and enjoy the view, then that would be good.
You should go more. I love hiking. Actually, no. I don't know why I lied. I like
the instant realization that you lied.
Hey, at least I admitted it. Yeah. That I lied. I like hiking.
It's so interesting. Like, you always do that. Like, I wonder where that's coming from. Like, do you just agree and then think about, oh, actually, why am I agreeing to this?
I don't know. Like, I like hiking, but I wouldn't go to the extent of I love hiking. I wouldn't do it every week, but maybe once a month. That's a pretty good amount of time to hike.
Yeah. My friend recently sent me a reels about 7 types of rest. So that's like physical rest, like, you know, sleep, meditation, and that's mental rest for, say, journaling, music. And then social rest is like nurturing authentic relationship, alone time, animals apparently. Sensory rest is turn off device and lights, spiritual rest, gratitude, praying, meditation, community. Emotional rest, not to people please, expressing emotions, therapy, journaling, and creative rest, so arty, crafty,
arty,
nature.
Arty, did you say?
Art, crafty, and nature. So I think it's actually really interesting. Never see it that way.
But you see, like, one activity can be multiple kind of rest.
It can be. But also it's good to see it that way. That I'm like, oh, I actually never
thought.
Like,
you can be, like, very efficient in resting. Like, you can just
do one.
Why
do you need to be efficient in resting?
Like, you can find one activity.
How busy are you? You even need to be efficient. Do you set a timer for your rest?
No. But it would be nice if you just do one activity and you have 7 types of rest. It would be really interesting. I'll find something.
You can challenge yourself.
Yeah. Send me that.
Yeah. And then you challenge to do one thing.
To match everything. Yeah, exactly.
And let me know. Or let the audience know next time.
But anyways.
Let's dive in.
Yeah. Actually, that was a very good way of, it was a very good segue. Not the resting thing, but the way I responded.
Oh, the lying?
Yeah. It's a good segue to today's topic.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. Are you exactly doing that?
I feel like it a factor of it. It just comes so natural to me.
I think we do it all the time. We're just not aware of it.
Hey, I immediately become aware of it.
Yeah. Great. Good on you.
Hey, okay, we have to start somewhere, but...
I agree.
Yeah, today's topic is personality masking. Do you want to tell us more about it, Nat?
I can read out a definition.
Yeah, that's good. We don't have our own definition. Yeah. Where did we find the definition of this?
Psych Central. It's actually... I was talking to one of my colleagues and she recommended this link to me about 11 types of personality masking.
Is she hinting something?
No, we're talking about one of the clients.
okay.
But I can see some of that happening there. Well, thank goodness they don't listen to my podcast. Back to the definition. It means that you're taking steps to cover up who you really are around people around you. So it can be at work, in a social setting, or just one-on-one interaction, or even like interaction to yourself. I think you can still do that sometimes. So you can mask your personality with words, facial expression, body language, or like behaviors. So that's actually 11 types of personality masking. I don't think we'll cover everything here.
Nah, I feel like maybe we can just pick like one or two that we resonate more with.
Yeah. But if you guys are interested, feel free to click in the links that in the description. Put it there so you guys can go self-diagnose what kind of mask you guys are.
No, just seeing which ones you resonate with. And I think you will resonate with more than one. And just being more aware of it. It's not being diagnosing yourself, but more just raising that awareness.
Awareness, yeah. It's just like what Viv just did, like. She's aware of it and she catch herself doing it. And
but I still do it.
You still do it?
Let's do that. Let's continue to do that.
I'm actually curious why you do that. But anyway, is there any particular mask that stands up to you?
Actually, you want to go first?
Okay, I can go first. Yeah, the human mask. I actually never see it that way until I read this article. I thought I'm just a funny person. But I think in deep, I sometimes use laugh to mask who I really am. So I think my humor mask is one of my main ones, especially when I was in high school. I realized, I don't know if you remember, we talk about in our friendship group, I'm the one that's
being quote unquote bullied.
Yeah, being quote unquote bullied, but in a friendly way. But I remember I used to do that in high school so that I would laugh at myself first, so it doesn't feel that hurtful when people laugh at me, if that makes sense. So I think that I naturally bring along this habit to my adult life. I just laugh for no reason. Especially when we start recording this podcast and I re-listen back to myself, I'm like, there's some areas that you don't need to laugh, but I'm still laughing for no reason.
But are you laughing at yourself? I feel like within the podcast itself, it's not really the humor mask because you're not laughing at yourself. It's just more of really laughing for... To fill in the silence?
To fill in the silence or the awkwardness, or sometimes genuinely actually funny kind of laugh. But I think I create this habit that I just laugh all the time during conversation. So it's not every time I laugh is masking, but sometimes I do laugh at myself when I do something silly. You can just laugh at yourself doing something silly, but you can also laugh as a way of masking your behavior that you don't want people to see you as dumb or like stupid. So you laugh at yourself, so when people laugh at you, you feel less hurt. Yeah, I think that's one of my main ones that stands out to me.
Well, let me... It's okay if I ask a question?
Yeah. No, you cannot.
You said you want to move on. But are there any... specific situations that you do it more often? Because of definition, masking can be like socially in work or just by yourself, one-on-one interaction as well. Are there any particular environment that makes you or impacts you to do a bit more of the humor masking?
I think it's more social setting with friends, probably to people that I'm not too close with, because you never know. Because if you're like really friends, your friends laugh at you first before you laugh at yourself.
That is very true.
So it doesn't really apply that way. But if I'm in a social setting that I'm not familiar with those people and I make a fool out of myself, something like that, I would definitely laugh.
Do you have an example that you have done recently or you haven't met new people recently? Just a question, not accusing
actually,
you.
Actually, I have a really... I don't know if that is masking, though.
We can try it out.
I did tell you I came back from a dentist appointment, right? I have done a crowning and root canal before. So I never asked the dentist throughout the whole appointment today. So he keep asking me, do you have any question, any worries? And I'm like, no. I just want to get it done. I hate dentist appointment. And towards the end, I was like, oh, actually, I have a quick question. I actually feel my tooth is quite weak.
Quite weak, okay.
Is it normal? And after I asked the question, I feel I'm very dumb because what do you mean by your teeth is so weak? But I couldn't explain to the dentist.
It makes sense.
But it's not to the point that it's sensitive. It's not that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's weak. It feels like it's weak.
Yeah, but at that point, I don't think that way. I'm just like, it's such a dumb question, so I just start laughing. I was like, oh, maybe it's just me overthinking. So I think that might be masking to me.
Does it protect... Do you feel like in that situation, did it protect you from being laughed at by the dentist or the assistant?
Maybe. I didn't really think that deep. Again, if I laugh at myself, they might find it funny. Whereas if I don't laugh at myself, they just think I'm awkward. Like, it's not their reaction of laughing at me, but more like they will judge me for who I am.
So the motivation of that is... But the motivation of you masking with humor is more of the fear of judgment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get that. Actually, you remind me of something that happened yesterday. I had a PT session, my first PT session. Because I cannot do, like, my arms are so weak, I cannot do a push-up.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, but that's fine. But because she has to check my my base level, fitness level. So she asked me to do a bunch of stuff, like squats, core stuff. Like, those are okay. But my hands are so weak. And then I just crumbled.
Yeah.
And then I laughed. It feels like she was trying to encourage me. I'm like, it's okay. But the reason why I laugh, because I think it's more of just masking. I didn't want to be judged by her. I knew no one else was looking because there weren't a lot of people around.
Yeah.
But it's just more of her because someone else is looking at me. Yeah. Obviously, she is looking because she's the PT and she has to see my form and just like how to improve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.
So I immediately laugh.
And
I don't think I did it very well because I felt more awkward after she tried to encourage me. I was like, oh no, like she knows I'm laughing just because. Okay, I think I was thinking too much though.
Yeah, you're probably thinking too much.
She was just trying to be encouraging.
But you don't think in that way, like you're living in your little world at that time.
And she tried, because I am a client as well, so she wants to keep me there. So that's why she's being friendly as well. Wow. So most likely it's not because of that.
But I mean, at that moment, you wouldn't think in that way. Like, I would think, oh my goodness, I'm so weak, I couldn't even do a push-up. But now thinking about it, I'm like, well, actually quite a lot of people couldn't do it.
So I couldn't do the closed one? Like, the wider one, I can do it.
I don't think I can do both.
But this one, the moment I went...
You're like a... Like...
It's like a jelly.
Yeah. I think I would laugh at myself as well if I'm in your situation.
If I were looking at the mirror, I would laugh even harder. But I was a bit far and I don't have great eyesight. So I couldn't see it. But if I saw it in the mirror, I think I would laugh even harder.
I think I would be more embarrassed. I would be like, oh my gosh. But I think it's actually quite common.
Yeah, it's very common. Yeah, sorry, I just interrupted your conversation. No, the conversation, but...
No, it's a conversation you're interrupting. It's just two of us. Do you want me to just keep talking?
Yeah, it's a conversation between you and you.
Oh, this is actually funny. It's not masking masking laugh, okay? Anyway.
I'm just imagining myself crumbling. It's so funny.
It is. And you're like...
It's like...
No, I think you will find it funny. I will find it very embarrassing.
I think I immediately was embarrassing, but if you laugh it off, it's not embarrassing.
True. That is true. That's the power of masking. Sounds like actually honestly, a really good thing.
Well, masking is not a negative thing. It's more of the way we cope. Mm. As long as it's helping us, it serves its purpose, then it's okay.
I think it's actually really helpful for meeting new people.
Oh.
For me. Oh, is it not?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, you don't show your true self to people when you first met them, right?
Maybe you shouldn't.
What do you mean?
Well, that's how people get to know you and like you.
Yeah, but that's like eventually. But when you first meet a new person, I don't know, it might be like societal pressures or your own insecurity or something. As much as I'm such an open book person, I wouldn't show my full self to the other person. I would do things that I would think people find it quote-unquote normal. Like for say, I wouldn't laugh like crazily when I first met people. They would think I'm crazy. They would be scared.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
That is true.
But then eventually when you know me a little bit more, you know that's how it's my personality.
Hmm.
What about you?
I'm gonna pick another one just because, yeah, I feel like I am the calm mask. Because I think a lot of people who I first meet, they feel like I'm very composed. I'm very well put together, which if you know me a bit more, that's very far from the truth.
I think I still believe that.
Oh.
Until early last year.
What happened a year ago? What did I do?
No, I think we just started podcasting and I just know more about you. Like when I first met you, I'm like, oh, this girl is very put together, very calm.
Right?
It feels like I have everything sorted.
I'm just putting it out there. No one has their life sorted. But I'm glad you portray me that way.
It means you're very good at it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think most people who probably just talk to me once or twice, or know me from afar of me, then they will probably say I'm a very calm person and, yeah, very composed.
Very rational.
Well, I am still quite rational.
Towards people and towards yourself is different, though. If you,
towards people.
Towards people, you're very, like, calm.
Yeah.
But then if we know the inside you, then it's different.
Honestly, calm is very far. It's a description that is very far from me. If I'm alone, if I'm with people, I'm quite calm. Like even if the people that I know very well, like I can be calm because I actually do feel calm. But if it's myself, I almost never.
Do you do that often, or it's just a natural thing for you
to be calm with people?
I
think there are two different things, two different ways of looking at it. A fake calm, the calm mask, that would be new people or people that I don't feel safe enough, then it's a mask. But if the people that I feel safe enough, it's a calm that
the
I don't have to
calm.
Fake.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like new people, it's definitely a calm mask.
So when you're putting on the calm mask, what's underneath it that you're actually feeling?
I think it's more of me just trying to push aside the anxiousness that I'm feeling at the moment. It could be a different number of reasons. For example, just talking to people, being in a new environment. These two are the two things that I'm a bit more anxious about. Or doing new things in a new environment.
Have you realized you recently do it?
I do that most of the time. It's the gym again. The most recent thing that I've done something new, it's the gym. I don't like going to new places because I don't know how it's like. Because when I signed on the gym, they didn't show me around because I did it over the phone. So I never got the tour. So the first time I went, I'm like, I've never gone to the tour and I've never been there. So I don't know how it looks like. I know it's a gym, but I don't know how it looks like. So that itself created a lot of anxiety inside me. First day I went, I was like, okay, should I go or should I not? I was like, okay, let's go. Like, my housemate is at home. Like, she knows I joined the gym. I should go. So I don't have to explain it. And I paid for it. Like, come on. Like, you paid for it. You should still go. Even if you just go there and just check it out. I crossed the road. I'm like, okay, the gym is there. Because I've never used the access card before. And I don't know where to use it. So I walked past it. I was like, okay, never mind. I'm just going to go home. But then on the side of my eye, I could see someone going in. So I immediately looked back and I was like, oh, he took out his access card and then put it somewhere there. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should do that. So I backtrack, I walk back and then pretend to go again. I was very calm.
Okay, though. Nothing happened. It's
nothing
just,
happened.
Know.
Okay, so I took my access card out and then I just like, oh, because I saw it's around there. And I saw him going up to the staircase. All right, I'll go there. And then once I got up to the staircase, I was like, oh no, I don't know where the changing rooms are. So I was very calm, walked up, and there was a water cooler. So I just stood there and pretended I was waiting for someone. Like a minute or half a minute. It felt like forever. Half a minute. I saw a girl who was wearing office clothes, so obviously she needs to change,
like,
right?
Spot her, you're like, oh.
Gotcha, great. I waited for her to go a bit more forward. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna follow her. The gym, quite a few people coming and going,
so
yeah,
suspicious.
it doesn't look like I'm stalking her, and I'm not. So I walked. I went in, followed her. I was like, oh, okay, this is the changing room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I saw the lockers and everything, but it feels like I was lurking. But I was very calm. I was very composed. I feel like I'm lurking, so I'm just gonna put down my stuff and sit there for a second just to observe. What other people are doing.
I wonder how long that gym trip took you that day.
It was an hour and a half.
And the time that you actually work out?
Probably around 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes.
I mean, it's a good start, right? You're gonna ease into the gym. But that's funny. I think I can relate to a certain extent as well.
Yeah, and then, like, because you're supposed to wipe down the machine after you use it, right? And I did. I couldn't find the wipes. And my eyesight was horrible. So I can just say
the gym is so poorly designed. It's not user-friendly. Because if it's user-friendly, you can find all the stuff very quickly.
I think it's my glasses. Oh. Actually, after I went there a few times, I said, oh my goodness, there are so many. I was just so calm and so anxious that I didn't see it. I didn't notice it. So there were quite a at least like three or four places where you can, yeah. But all in all, the calm mask helped me to push myself to do all these things, I guess.
I actually never look at it that way.
But inside, I was like, oh my goodness, nobody look at me, please don't, or else I'm just gonna die inside.
So it actually served good purpose in this case.
In this example, yes. So this is my coping mechanism. So it actually helps me to motivate myself to go and do something new. And this served its purpose. So I feel like it's really just, as long as it serves its purpose, it's okay.
Yeah, I think both of our examples actually have a positive impact. Mm. So what do you think, to what extent masking is unhelpful?
I think the authenticity, where, like what I did earlier, like I lied for no reason. Like that's not serving its purpose. That's just lying. Like
that is true. But what kind of masking is that?
Maybe people pleasing, I don't know. A lot of the times I just lie or embellish a bit more.
would it be fair to say it's a natural instinct that you say it, but then you actually realize, oh, wait a minute, that's not true?
Sometimes. Especially like those little comments here and there.
Sometimes I do that as well. But it's to avoid conflict. Like, everyone is happy, I'm happy.
Are you though?
I think I value peace way more than my opinion. You disagree? It doesn't seem to agree with me.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I don't think that's healthy if it's like that all the time. And I'm not saying it to you, I'm saying it to myself as well.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying it's a healthy thing to begin with.
Oh. I'm glad you know. But I think when you said you wanted to do this topic, at that time, I recently listened to a new song. There were a few...
Is that why you're laughing just now?
No, listen. Okay. It's not something to laugh at.
Okay. All right, I'll
no,
I'll
but you can laugh. No, it's not laughing. Okay. Like, it's not like funny laughing, it's sad laughing.
Oh.
No, I don't know why I'm...
Okay, no, just anyways, go ahead.
There were a few lines that I feel like it's exactly how people masking feels when it's not serving its purpose anymore. It says, friends with almost anyone, a chameleon. Only problem is she doesn't like who she's become. She'll do anything to feel the slightest bit of love, but it's never enough. Yeah, so it's not a ha ha laughing.
Yeah, it's not even a sad laugh. But that is so true though. I think I was reading one of the article that I can just put it down there, but one of the sentences that kind of similar to that is, oh, actually not similar, the opposite is, connection have to be made initially on neurotypical terms, then hopefully on my terms as well. So that article is talking about neurodivergent communities, but I think it applies to everyone as well. We all go in to meet people in these societal norms kind of terms, and hopefully one day when you and that person get closer, you can meet in your own terms. So I think it's like, oh, that's different from the song, but similar, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's bringing a similar message out of it.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Invisible Battles by someone. Carolina Ryle? I'm butchering the name of it. But yeah, I think masking has always been associated with neurodivergent people. And because of being neurodivergent, they have to mask. They have to try to mask even more. And they do it so much more with more skill. And they have more pressure. Yeah, they have more pressure in doing it, so they will be more accepted by everyone. So they have to observe even more to be able to mask themselves in becoming, quote unquote, the norm, which is...
What's the norm?
Yeah.
But then it goes back to the lyrics, to the point that they don't know who they are. But how can we unmask?
That's a good question. Great question. I don't have an answer to that.
I was waiting for you to answer.
I don't have an answer for that, though. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Like, again, like how we can unmask is finding why we're doing it, finding the motivation behind that. But I am I do want to try to unmask on certain levels, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think the first step is being aware.
And not stopping there, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely not stopping there.
Sometimes it's challenging those unhelpful thinking as well. Like, as we said, we mask as a way to hide our insecurity or our fear, but sometimes those fear are actually quite irrational. So once we are aware this is how we mask, and then think a little bit deeper, and hopefully one day you unmask. Or not letting masking to impact you negatively.
Yeah, I think it could be just like masking and doing something else that is not masking. Yeah, so I think it can coexist. It's not either or kind of thing.
I think the most important thing, not the most, but one important thing is knowing who you are as well. Because sometimes masking kind of stick on your face, like literally the mask stick on your face, so you don't really know who you really are. And the lyrics can say as well, you know, who I'm really are. So I think that is important to me as well. I don't know.
I feel like we're ending on a very sad note. Sorry, maybe not sad, like low energy.
Or maybe we're just tired. It's like 8:30 now.
That's true. But yeah, so I feel like that's good enough.
Yeah, we don't need to be perfect.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the first step, and maybe perhaps we can, in the future, in our own time as well, now that we have become more aware of what masking is and how we mask differently and similarly as well, and seeing what the motivation behind those behaviors are, and targeting towards those motivation and seeing how to move forward from it. Not completely changing or getting rid of it per se, but living with it and seeing how we can add on to that and finding other coping mechanisms as well. So that is it. Anything else to add?
No. I think it's a very different vibe compared to the previous episode.
Oh, it's more chill. It's more relaxing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's easy. Oh, that last week is difficult. I'm struggling, but
yeah.
I'm glad.
I'm glad. We should have more difficult topics. I like it. Like, not for the purpose of podcast, but more of personal growth.
Yeah. I think I'm still actively thinking about it.
Oh.
After that. Not in a bad way. not in a bad way.
Not ruminating, but not just ruminating. More of reflecting.
Yeah.
If the audience, if you want to continue to ruminate.
Okay, no.
Like, continue to reflect or take a break. Up to you. We are going to see you in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, if you want to have more stuff to reflect on or more things to listen to, you can go to our Instagram, Why in Your 20s Up Podcast.
If you didn't get enough of us
every
fortnight, you can see us quite regularly on Instagram.
Exactly. But we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. And this is it.
Bye. Bye.